American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The massive wildfires continue to ravage Southern California. Here's Fox's Griff Jenkins.
The National Weather Service putting out that particularly dangerous situation, that is the alert. It's the highest alert that the agency can issue for those wind conditions, meeting that low humidity. It's the same alert that people got last week before this fire that devastated miles of the Pacific Coast Highway here along Malibu. Various embers continuing to burn a week later with the wind starting to pick up. And we talked to the LA Fire Department Captain Eric Scott about these conditions and how dangerous it is. And he says with 70 mile an hour winds, one of those embers could travel up to 2 miles.
The New York Times reports California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a broad executive order that aims to make it easier to rebuild after the fires by suspending California's costly and time-consuming environmental review process for homeowners and businesses whose property was damaged or destroyed. And Fox Weather reports firefighters have largely avoided using seawater to fight the fires in California, as the salt content can corrode equipment like pumps and other metal tools used in the firefight. Additionally, salt water is widely considered to be a less effective cooling agent compared to fresh water, further hindering efforts if the water was used to try to control the flames. There have also been concerns when seawater is used about the long-term environmental impacts of salt on the terrain. Christchurch Sierra Madre Senior Pastor Dr. John Swanson joined Washington Watch to talk about the fires in California.
It's been really devastating on so many people in our church family. There's been a number of families in our church who have lost literally everything. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday who had lost his home. He was in up in Altadena, and he said he drove up the street and he said he just saw person after person standing in front of these empty lots, almost like people at a graveyard.
He talked about the importance of the Christian community's response.
Our community gathers together for support and for sharing and just to pray together. And so we've had people who have dear friends that have lost everything. There were people at our gathering that I went to a couple nights ago who had themselves lost everything. And so to come together and to be able to share with one another about where we're at, we're feeling disoriented and confused, and or maybe some people oddly at peace in the midst of the chaos.
He went on to say his church's service on Sunday included prayer for the fire situation and a testimony from someone who lost their home. Cold air is forecast to spill into the U.S. and head all the way to the Gulf Coast late next weekend. ABC 3340's James Spann says we know it will be cold, but it's way too early to tell about winter precipitation.
So this is a week from today, and man, that's a cold trough right there. This is Monday the 20th. And we are cold and dry, that 540 thickness line deep into South Alabama. And again, it's never good to see the Barney purple on these maps. These are temperature anomalies. That's 30 degrees below average. Again, the concept is certainly there. This is the flow pattern for the northern hemisphere. And you can see that it's a cross-polar flow. Air originating in Siberia is transported over the pole into Canada and down into the United States.
The warmest days of the week for the Deep South this week appear to be on Friday and Saturday before the cold air hits on Sunday. A strong earthquake rattled southwestern Japan today, but there were no reports of serious damage. Japan's meteorological agency lowered the magnitude to a 6.6 from a preliminary estimate of a 6.9 quake. Tsunami advisories were issued where the quake was centered. However, those advisories were all lifted after about 2 hours. Fox News Channel is appointing from within to fill a vacancy in its weekday lineup created by last month's departure of Neil Cavuto. Will Kane, a co-host of the Fox and Friends weekend program, will take over the 4 p.m. Eastern time slot beginning next Tuesday. You can find more news at AFN.net. We appreciate your listening. I'm Robert Thornton.